Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. Today is Valentine's Day, and of course, a lot of people looking for love on a day like today. And why not look to the stars, Carly?
Yeah, I'm a big believer in all of this stuff. I really do believe that sometimes it's written in the stars and it's just meant to be, which is why I'm so excited to chat to Rose, who is the owner of AbsoluteSoulSecrets.com. So basically, she delves into astrology. She's a spiritualist, and she joins us now. Hey, Rose.
Hello. Happy Valentine's Day to one and all.
Oh, that's nice. Very nice. I'll be honest. I'm not really a guy that kind of looks to the stars and it looks for love, but I'm keen to learn. So what's some, I guess, the most compatible star signs?
Well, you know, it just depends. Firstly, I want to say that if you are with someone that, you know, astrologically you're not compatible with, considered not compatible with, it
Break
doesn't
up.
Mean that you're, yeah, no, it doesn't mean that your relationship won't work. It means you've got more to work through, okay?
Oh.
So additional issues, let's put it that way.
It's polite.
But, yeah, what star sign are you, Carly?
Oh, I'm a Gemini.
Oh, Gemini. I must be having a Gemini morning this morning. So you're an air sign.
So am I.
So you get on. Yeah, you'll get on well with other air signs like Libra and Aquarius. You could also get on with Leo, but Virgo, Sagittarius and Pisces might be more difficult.
I'm a Sagittarius.
What are you, Alan? Yeah.
So that means that we're not going to get along at all. Works for me.
It means that you might have things that you need to discuss and get out in the open.
I love how this has become almost like a therapy session for our show. let's talk about this on kind of a bigger scale, because I know for years and years, one of the first things I've ever done, and I know I'm not alone in this, is when I start to like a guy, I look up our compatibility. You did touch on the fact that it isn't the maker or breaker, but when you say certain things to overcome, are there certain times when you're like, don't even go there if you're a certain star sign?
No, I would never say never.
Okay.
Because you could have, because it's not just, these are just sun signs, right? And your astrology, your chart is so much more than that. So the three most important things in your chart are your sun sign, your moon sign, and your ascendant. So we
need
to know.
I was going
to
say street sign for a second there for location, but okay, yeah.
So you need to know what time you were born, for example, and where you were born. And it gets more accurate as we get it down to the minute you were born. And so that gives you a whole lot of other information. So just to base it on your sun sign isn't really accurate. And skeptics will say, oh, how can you know, divide humanity into just 12 subtypes?
Oh, took the words out of my mouth. Go on.
Yeah. I must be psychic. and astrology doesn't really do that, but because astrology is more focused on like the whole chart, but because of time constraints, like I haven't got time to do over 7 billion horoscopes, you know, and the media doesn't have time for that. So to be practical, you know, we might just focus on the sun sign like in an interview, but there's so much more.
Well, speaking of time, that's about time, all the time that we have. The thing I'm taking away from this, but is don't let star signs be a deal breaker, good or bad.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's so much more. Plus, you've got past lives, you know.
No. This is, we're going too far now, Rose. I mean, allow the star, but we're not doing past lives.
But all sorts of things. You know, my point is there are lots and lots of variables.
All right. If you want more information, AbsoluteSoulSecrets.com is the website. Rose Smith, thanks so much for the chat today. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, guys.